Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello, and welcome to Stop Being a Victim from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott, and I'm Managing Director of Uncommon Knowledge. To get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Before you begin to relax, I'd just like to say a little bit about victimhood and how to stop being a victim. There always seems to be people around who will, given the chance, take advantage of and victimise others. Such bullies often test potential victims to see whether they can be pushed around. If they come up against a solid wall, that clearly shows that this person is not for victimising. They will tend to leave them be and seek elsewhere for someone who they can push around. Being firm and direct and absolutely clear that you are not for victimising will give your self-esteem and self-respect a huge boost. And of course, it's not just what you say that makes it plain that you are no victim. It's much more subtle than that. The way you use your eyes, the way you hold your head, the way you walk, all speak volumes about your sense of personal respect and power. Three types of body language are especially significant. Passive body language, indicating that you might give in at the first sign of trouble, might include slumped shoulders and avoidance of eye contact. This is the body language classically associated with victimhood. Then there is aggressive body language. Clenched fists, glaring eyes and threatening gestures. Then there is assertive body language. Standing straight but relaxed. Looking people in the eye. Keeping the hands open and relaxed. They all indicate that I won't be messed with, but I'm not after trouble. The best route out of victimhood is to move from passive to assertive. Aggressive is likely to bring trouble of its own. A good first step to becoming more assertive is to consider your own body language through role play. What message are you giving out? For example, muggers will choose a victim who looks like a victim, who doesn't walk with a sense of purpose, who keeps their eyes on the ground, doesn't have a confident look about them. In short, the kind of person who doesn't look as if they would put up much of a fight. The little old lady is less likely to be selected as a victim if she looks as if she'd be up for a fight. Being singled out as a victim is also determined by the manner in which you generally behave in public. Professor Jeff Beattie, a leading expert in body language at Manchester University, insists that street robbers are adept at analysing body language to identify potential weakness. They are looking for people who, in their words, look clueless, who will go along with their demands, he explains. Your body language needs to signal personal power, even if you are not physically strong. So being a victim is as much about your attitude as the attitude of those who victimise you. This does not mean that it's your fault if someone tries to victimise you, but it does mean that you can do something to influence the situation. It's natural to feel nervous when faced with intimidation, and this may make you talk very fast or hurry your movements. Such nervous behaviour conveys a message of weakness, but fortunately you can take control of it simply by slowing down. Talk slowly and move slowly. After all, you're not a moving target. Relax and slow down, even if you feel intimidated. Your attitudes emanate from you and communicate to the subconscious minds of those around you. It's amazing how many bully victims we've helped change their attitudes, and then they've reported that people who used to victimise them no longer do so. They just seem to sense something different, some line that they can't cross anymore. So now, you can just close those eyes and ensure your body's in a comfortable position. And I'd like to invite you to pay attention to these words, here and now, at both a conscious level and an unconscious level. And one of the wonderful things that happens when you go into a deeply relaxed hypnotic trance that gives you space and time to instinctively learn whole new ways of being in the world. And whether you consciously realize it or not, you are profoundly skilled at instinctive learning. As a child, you learnt how to speak, how to listen, how to put one foot in front of the other. You learnt how to play games, how to connect with and understand other people. You learnt to enjoy some things, like going to the sweet shop or playing with toys, and to fear other things, like monsters in the closet. And over time, as you grew up to be an adult, the childhood things you enjoyed and the things you feared got left behind as you evolved, so that all those old toys and monsters seem to be such a long, long time ago. Way, way, way back then. And all these learnings occurred unconsciously. Your conscious mind had nothing whatsoever to do with them. And here and now, your conscious mind is welcome to drift in and out of awareness, paying attention to its own ability to drift and float, while your unconscious mind takes full responsibility for ensuring that you begin to honestly and completely enter a state of deep, deep physical relaxation. The wonderful kind of rest that can come when you sink into a hot bath, or when you get up in the morning after 2 weeks of vacation and you feel so different. Any old tensions melt away into deep comfort and calm. A wonderful kind of rest that can come when you lie beneath the sky. The sun gently warms your body as a soothing breeze passes over the skin. And as your conscious mind becomes aware of the beginnings of that deep comfort washing over that body, your unconscious can begin to search through your history to find times when you had a real inner strength, a resolve, a grounded determination. All those resources your unconscious mind knows will be of value for you to become the kind of person who emanates a calm sense of comfort and purpose in who they are. Letting others clearly know from the way you hold yourself, the way you communicate, what is an appropriate way for others to behave towards you, and what is utterly inappropriate. And as your unconscious mind begins to find these times, these resources, you can consciously begin to float all the way down into deep, deep rest. From five, just noticing how still and rested that body has become. To four, the slow, steady rate of that breathing. To three, almost as if that body's clothed in a suit of deep relaxation, bathing the legs, the arms, the back, the chest, the stomach, all parts of the body in deepest calm and rest. And two, as that conscious mind becomes quieter and quieter still. That's it. And then all the way down to one. Now I'd like to tell you an interesting story about a tiger cub whose mother died in giving birth to it. And the tiger cub found himself growing up with a flock of sheep. He learned to bleat like a sheep, to nibble grass like a sheep. He even moved and ran in a flock like a sheep. And then, one day, the flock was attacked by a tiger. And the tiger was astonished to see a nearly grown tiger cub leaping away like a sheep and bleating desperately. So amazed was he that the tiger ignored the rest of the fleeing sheep and sprang on the cub, grabbing him by the neck. "Oh, please don't kill me," bleated the cub. "Why on earth should I kill you?" roared the tiger. "You're a tiger." "I'm just a poor sheep," bleated the cub, "and you'll kill me and eat me." "Don't be ridiculous," growled the tiger, getting angry now. "You are a tiger." But of course the cub didn't believe a word of that. So the tiger dragged the cub to a nearby pond and made him look in the water. "There, look at your reflection and look at mine. We are the same, you and I. You are a tiger. You always have been. And you always will be." And at that moment, in his shock, the cub felt a tingling of revelation shoot up his spine. And as he gazed at his reflection, he noticed a raw power rushing through his body. And he finally saw the tiger he had always been, looking back at him, and turning to look at his brother tiger, he found himself letting out a deep, rumbling roar of understanding, a roar that made the whole jungle tremble. Now, I don't know what animal you most associate with strength, but I'd like you to think of an animal that moves with grace and power and single-minded purpose. And that might be a lion, a puma, a tiger, a bear or an eagle. You can notice a particular animal coming to mind right now, and just getting a sense of how it moves, the look in its eyes. And take a little time just to consider that now. And then you can drift over towards that animal in your mind's eye and float inside it, seeing the world with tremendous precision and focus through its eyes, hearing every sound with crystal clarity, every blade of grass brushing against each other, smelling the air, and feeling a deep rumbling power inside. A power that you can fully absorb here and now as a new way of being. A smooth, graceful way you move, filling you from within with a heightened awareness of what is happening around you and a deep sense of strength. That's it. And from this state, as your unconscious mind integrates it even more fully, I want you to look back. Look back at how you used to behave. Because throughout history, just too many people went through their lives without ever daring to believe in their own resources, their own strength. Somehow convincing themselves they didn't have the potential to live their life with a deep confidence and trust in their own abilities. And as you consider a specific time back then, when you behaved in a way that invited others to treat you like a sheep and invited them to push you around, you can imagine what it would be like to watch that time on a little TV set with the sound turned down, just over there, seeing a little image of yourself and any other person on that screen, seeing the expression on your face in that time, your body language, and what that communicated to the other person. Just watching that old experience now from your new position of strength. And as that memory finishes, I want you to prepare to watch that memory again. But this time you're going to run it past in a whole new way. Because as your unconscious gathers all of your personal resources, your strength and power, that tingling up your spine, realizing the raw potential that's always been within you, you can notice that feeling getting stronger and stronger, beginning to fill your body from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Like you're making the air around you crackle with electricity and power. And as you look at that TV, you can notice the you on the TV screen beginning to feel that same strength as you transmit it through the screen. And as you do so, notice how that image, that TV itself, can grow larger and change, expanding and growing into a vibrantly colourful cinema screen. That's it. And then as you watch that powerful you deal with that situation in a whole different way, like there's an immovable strength within the you in that screen, that lets the other person know you can't be pushed around, you can't be treated like a sheep. You can just notice the difference in your face, in your posture, in the power you radiate at a deeply primal level, and in the way the other person responds to you, totally differently. And you can just float right into that you on the screen right now, stepping right inside yourself and experience looking at that other person from that position of power with totally new eyes, feeling that strength within you. That other person may even look a little smaller. That's it, and that can be an intensely satisfying experience. And as you experience interacting with that person from that core state of grounded power, the calm, graceful strength of that animal radiating from within you, just really experience interacting with that person in that new, appropriate way right now. And your unconscious mind can make all the necessary adjustments for this to become your way of being for you right now, so that in the days and weeks to come, you can really surprise yourself by how much inner strength and power you feel, that inner comfort that allows you to be warm and decent and respectful to those who treat you well, willing to be intimate and vulnerable with those close to you, really feeling comfortable with allowing them to see who you are. And yet showing immovable strength and calm, resolved power to those who would try to push you beyond what is fair. And you might get a sense of what it's going to be like some time from now when you've fully integrated those learnings. And you can drift right into a future time and just be aware who it was first noticed the differences in you. Just really notice what it was they noticed about you that let them know that you are different now. And again, just notice in that future time how it has benefited other areas of your life. What else has it enabled you to do that you wouldn't have done in the past? And what does it feel like to have this strength as an integral part of you now? And then, in your own time, bringing all these learnings with you as a core part of who you really are now, you can begin to reorient to the here and now and gently, comfortably, and enjoyably become wide awake at the count of one and two, just noticing the position of your arms and legs, and three, and four, and then just opening your eyes on five. Good. And this is the sort of session you can listen to again and again until you've fully established that sense of strength and inner power that's going to make you feel so much better in the future. Remember also, you can check out other useful and associated sessions from hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Stay Calm with That Person and Achieve Your Potential. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the best of luck to you.